Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
Pretty much all of the front pages in Ireland focusing on the crash on the M9 in the early hours of Sunday morning. So the Irish Daily Mirror has three words on the front page: pray for them. And they have a photograph of the three sisters badly injured when a car, driven, as the Mirror says, by joyriders on the wrong side of the M9, smashed into them. So the picture shows Niamh and Alma Kinsella, who are fighting for their lives, while Ella Hendrickson has serious injuries. And Father Thomas Little says the community is praying for them. A priest tells of community in shock. The Irish Daily Star, similar front page: pray for crash sisters. And that's more comments from the local priest there. And the Star also says that Niamh and Alma Kinsella are both in a critical condition. The Irish Independent: a frightening time for three sisters hurt in wrong way car crash, according to a family friend. Also, the main story for the Irish Independent says that the 17-year-old, considered to be the main player in the gang involved in the horrific killer crash on the M9, was on bail and banned from leaving his county. The Irish Sun on the front page: out of control. It says that the five teenagers killed in a wrong-way smash on the M9 were suspected of involvement in several criminal incidents. The family their BMW hit head-on remain in hospital with serious injuries. The Irish Daily Mail focuses on the car they were driving, and they say that the car used in the horrific motorway crash on the M9, which left five teenagers dead, was bought for €1,000 days before the tragedy. This is the BMW, which the guards, by the way, had initially thought was stolen, but actually it was bought less than a week before the crash on the M9. And Gardaí have now ascertained that the 07 Reg car, quite a high-powered BMW, driven the wrong way down the motorway, had not been re-registered since it changed hands. Officers were in the process last night of speaking to the old owners of the car to find out what happened, but there's no suggestion that this person knew anything about what was going to happen or what the buyers had intended to do with the car, or that it was sold to teenagers or anything like that. Interesting one on the front of the I. Onto other news, the I newspaper, which says that not one homeless person is going to be on the streets of the UK by Christmas, because they've pledged that every single one of them is going to have a bed. And there's 5,000 people who sleep rough, but every one of them apparently is going to have a bed by Christmas. We'll see how that works out. The Irish Examiner on the front page says more than 50 complaints about buskers in Cork City have described street performers as abusive, obscene, noise pollution, horrific and a terrible racket. Now, we're going to be speaking to the journalist Amy Campbell about this story very shortly here on Breakfast Briefing. But she went off and asked through an FOI for details on the complaints about busking, and these 50 people certainly aren't happy with busking. I have to say, I wouldn't love busking myself, but other people love it and think that it brings great culture and character to our streets. Mind you, if someone is playing a tin whistle, I have to run away from that, because I just can't stand the screeching of the tin whistle. Now, the Irish Times is talking about the hose pipe ban. I woke up this morning, the car absolutely saturated, the roads on the N7 soaking wet, so we had a decent bit of rain overnight. But there is talk in the papers of extending the hose pipe ban. The Irish Times says that the ban is due to expire in a week's time, but it may be extended in Dublin and eastern and southern counties. Because still they're struggling with supplies in these areas. So the hosepipe ban is due to end, is it the 26th of August, I think, next Wednesday or Thursday. But they're saying now in the Irish Times that Ishka Éireann is reviewing the ban, which isn't called a ban, by the way, it's called a water conservation order. But anyway, either way, they're reviewing the ban, which came into effect in the middle of July. Temperatures have fallen, obviously, to more normal levels, and we do have rain forecast over the next few days. But unfortunately, the rivers that supply our water treatment plants are running low. You're talking here like Vartry at Roundwood in Wicklow, Poolafuca there, outside the Ballymore Eustace treatment plant. So they're looking at some of those reservoirs, and saying that maybe in Dublin, places like Kildare, Wicklow, that the hosepipe ban might be extended. Donald Trump is never far from the front pages. He's in The Sun today. They're following up on the story that we were talking about yesterday, this security headache when Donald Trump comes to Ireland. And a Labour senator, Nessa Cosgrove, has said that Donald Trump's visit to the Irish Open, which is taking place at his Doonbeg resort, is going to be a security nightmare. And also groups have already started organising anti-Trump protests. So Nessa Cosgrove says, "I do not relish the spectacle of Mr. Trump and his entourage making themselves home in Clare, the Gardaí having to distinguish golf fans from foreign assassins and legitimate protesters is the last thing that the government want. It's an absolute security nightmare." And we should say thank you to The Sun as well for crediting our interview yesterday with Sarah O'Rourke from the Irish Neutrality League, who told us here on Breakfast Briefing that already demonstrations are planned for Donald Trump's visit. He's coming on the 12th of September, we believe. Supposed to be going to Farmley, then he's meant to be going to Doonbeg. Also talked that he may be at the US Embassy site, but nothing officially is confirmed. Also nothing confirmed about rumours that he's having an affair, but that's in the Irish Independent today. Melania Trump ain't happy with all of this talk about Donald Trump's relationship with one of his closest aides. Apparently this is upsetting the First Lady Melania. The Trump administration is hitting back after a Democratic senator on Monday joked that the president was distracted by his extramarital affair with Natalie Harp, which she is Donald Trump's executive assistant. And basically anywhere Donald goes, she goes. And they are unfounded rumours that the pair are having an affair, but there's certainly a lot of talk in Washington about it. And apparently the First Lady Melania not happy with all of that speculation. This woman, Natalie Harp, is known as the human printer in Washington, by the way, because she carries around with her a printer that you can bring around with you, and she prints out positive articles and comments about Trump and gives them to him on the golf course. And she has her own golf buggy and she follows him around in it. Apparently she slept in some golf course clubhouse for the summer as well. Bizarre stories emerging. There are rumours or allegations that she writes him letters and says things like, "I just want to bring you joy in life." So there's a lot about Natalie Harp in the papers today. Two final stories. If you want to appear cultured, well, the Mail tells us it used to be you had to have read Ulysses or Shakespeare, but now you have to have been able to see The Matrix and be able to quote Breaking Bad, the best bits from Breaking Bad. That's the new measure of cultural refinement. So we've a poll of 2,000 people showing the 30 films and TV shows you must have watched to be considered learned. Regular listeners will know I've seen nothing. I never watch movies, so I would be certainly uncultured according to this list. I'll give you the top 10. These are the top 10 movies, TV shows you have to have seen to be described as cultured. Number one is The Godfather. Then it is The Matrix, Game of Thrones, Peaky Blinders, Pulp Fiction, Breaking Bad, The Shining, Trainspotting, The Walking Dead and Pride and Prejudice. And I haven't seen one of those 10, to my shame. Now, Anton Savage is going to be talking about mispronunciations on the show this morning. There's more about this in the Times of London, because we have the UK's most mispronounced word in that paper today. And it is, I'll give it a go here, but I'm not really sure how you say it. It's acai, those kind of granola type bowls. That is the one that people can't pronounce the most. Also in the top 10, we have Segway, charcuterie. This one I always struggle with. I want to say quinoa, but I know it's not that. I think it's quinoa. Gnocchi, Worcestershire is in sixth. And also we have chipotle. I'm not sure if I've said any of those right, but they are the words that prove a mouthful. Quite interesting, all to do with food for some reason.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.